Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lloyd Pierce joins us this morning as we talk a little bit about the basketball team in town. Hey, Coach.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Coach, I want to congratulate you on the first annual Spades tournament that you had. But I also want to ask you, Coach, where you get that hat from, man? Because that was a snazzy hat and a coat, for that matter.
Yeah, it was a gift. It was gifted to me on my birthday last year. It was actually the first time I wore it. I got it last May. I was able to pull it out. Figured if I'm going to be in Southwest Atlanta, I might as well pull a little swag with me. So,
I tell you, hey, Coach, not? Coach, your suit game is on point, your jacket game, and now the hat game. You know, and just in case for next year, Coach, I haven't played Spades in a while, but Abe just told me and him can get on the table because I don't know if John Freaky ever played Spades.
I haven't, but I probably could learn. I'm guessing it's not that hard.
So you got to talk, but you got to talk trash, though.
I don't think either one of you guys should come then if you're learning and trying to figure it out.
Oh, see, come on.
A lot of people got their feelings hurt that night.
Come on, now, come on, Coach. I play Spades. I don't know about Abe. Abe said he's good. So we got the trash talk game down, so we're good to go.
Well, now you want to get Coach into a game of Texas Hold'em or Omaha, I'm there.
See, that ain't.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah, I know it's different. I'm well aware that they're different card games. I'm just saying, I'm a poker player. That's all. So, Coach, we're hearing all kinds of talk about what did you say to the team about playoffs?
Well, you know, I just think we're at a point where it's time to make that next jump. Obviously, the season hasn't gone the way we all hoped for, planned for whatever reason. And really just trying to educate the guys on our mindset moving forward. You know, I'm not an excuse guy. I don't want to go up and try and BS people about what could have happened or should have happened. But I know we have enough talent in our locker room that's coming back next year, and we have enough talent that's still out there this year. That we're ready to make that next jump, but it starts. It's not something that you just show up and it happens. You got to start thinking that way. You got to start playing that way. We have to start doing some things differently as a unit to prepare for it, because there are some games that we were capable of winning this year that we weren't able to win. And a lot of it has to do with our mindset of, you know, what do we have to do to make each other better? How do we hold each other more accountable? How do we push each other a little bit more when the shots aren't falling, when, you know, it's not going the way we want it to, and we find different ways to win. But I know we have the talent. I know we have the skill level in that locker room that's capable of being a playoff team, and that's what we're going to be next year. And so we've got to put a lot of things together, and that work starts now. Obviously, you want a guy like Clint Capella to be on the court. You want John Collins to not be suspended. You want to add the pieces that we'll continue to add to make this team better. But with the young guys, they're the guys that are here. They're the guys that are on the court. They have a lot of game, a lot of basketball left. And we want them to really experience what it takes to be a playoff caliber team. And just, it's a different mindset that our guys, our young guys, Cam Reddish, Trey Young, DeAndre Hunter, those guys, they have to start bringing. And they were excited. They're excited to know that. They're excited to know that they still have a lot of room to grow, and we talked about those areas, and we really just want to focus on that.
You know, Coach, I hate to do this, but rewind back to the last game playing against Memphis.
Yep.
And that press conference you were in, how hard was it for you to keep your composure? Because it was obvious that you were frustrated. And when I say keep your composure, talking to the guys in the locker room, was that probably one of the toughest games that you ever had to coach?
No, not at all. You know, it's one of those things. It's the irony of it is we had a great discussion that morning about what skill is, and we were talking about different players in the NBA. This is our team.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about different NBA players and who has skill and what skill means and does it impact winning. And one of the things we tried to talk about was, you know, skill is one thing, but skill without effort isn't. And, you know, we really wanted to focus on, you know, well, how do you impact winning? Well, it's skill, but you also have to have guys that have that talent, that skill level, that play extremely hard. Because if you have skill and you don't play hard, anybody can come in there. And we talked about Memphis being a team that even though they're down players, they just play hard. And mm-hmm. they have this swagger, and that's why they're in the position they're in. They got off to a great start. They didn't have the injury bug. They're getting an injury bug a little bit right now, but it doesn't matter because they have this toughness, this grit. I mean, they're imitating different teams. They're making fun of people on social media. They've got this swag and confidence that it doesn't matter who's on the court. They just play hard. And that was the biggest fear going into that game. And so it wasn't a tough game because we knew who we were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't bring that toughness or that grit when things weren't going well, it was going to happen the way it happened. And so that's all I was talking about. I wasn't really frustrated, to be honest with you. Everyone made it a different deal. It was frustrating because we knew who we were playing and what they were going to bring, and we didn't match that energy level.
With that being said, Coach, you got them coming up Saturday. How much of, number one, how much of that game did you, the last game did you watch, and how much of that game plan are you going to try to take into this next game, knowing that it really wasn't executed the way that you wanted it to be executed?
Well, the beauty of it is we do play them again. And, you know, when you start speaking about teams and their ability to make that next jump, you know, this is the next jump. It's you bounce back and you come out and you approach it differently. It wasn't a game plan per se.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about, you know, for us, the shots weren't falling. And we had been playing really well. It, you know, 34 assists the previous game, 32 assists before that, you know, scoring 130 and 140. So we were accustomed to shooting and playing extremely well. And the shots weren't falling that night against Memphis. And so now it's, you know, how do you impact the game differently? Because the shots aren't falling. We've got to do it defensively. We've got to make them work defensively. And so from that standpoint, yeah, we have to do some things offensively to make them work a little bit harder. But we also have to make them work, and we have to beat them to the punch on 50-50 balls and loose balls and extra possessions we got to take away from them. But it's not, you know, it isn't a play calling thing, or it isn't we have to go to a different coverage. Their bench hurt us. It wasn't their starters, and it was a number of guys. So it wasn't like we could pinpoint one guy and take him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a mindset of everyone coming in, playing hard and sharing, moving the basketball and playing well together.
We're talking with Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce. First off, Coach, makes me very happy to hear you say and set that marker about playoffs for next year, because that's what we, you know, it's time to take that next step. For a lot of us Hawks fans, we're hoping that that's exactly what happens here. So what is the difference, really, because the way I'm hearing you talk today, between the way you played against Brooklyn and Portland and the way you played second half against Memphis, is it just a case of effort?
It's not. You know, effort, you have to really try and break down what you mean when you say effort. And that was, we had that discussion with our guys. We have a lot of discussions if you haven't picked up on it. Because it is, it's an education of what everything needs to mean to our guys. And so we're all on the same page. And effort, you know, people may think I'm speaking of, you know, our guys didn't hit their guys enough, or we didn't dive on the floor. I thought the biggest takeaway from the Memphis game was on offense. We didn't move the basketball, and we didn't move their defense enough. And so if you come down and it's just one pass and one screen and one shot goes up and five guys haven't touched it, which means five guys on their team didn't have to defend. You know, because from a defensive standpoint, if you got to defend multiple actions and multiple movement, you start to break down. You start to have mistakes defensively, and we didn't put them in a position where they could make mistakes. And so our effort offensively to move the basketball and move their defense it wasn't great. And so, you know, when you're not making shots and you're trying to get yourself going, one of the best ways to do it is just by moving the basketball, and the ball will find and create energy. We'll find open shots. And so our effort on the offensive end was really a concern the other night. And it had been one of our biggest strengths. We had been really moving the basketball well in the previous games.
Coach, always appreciate it. Thanks very much. Look forward to the game against Memphis, and I'll have to try and learn how to play spades, I guess.
No, it's going to be too late by next year, John. You ain't gonna have
I got
time.
A year.
Summertime's coming up. You got to get with some family.
He got to get the trash talking. He don't know how to slap the books down. None of that. Well, I got to get you right, man. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
One of the things we've talked about is being a little grittier. And so you got to be a little grittier in your spades tournament and your spades learning all summer. Just be gritty about it.
You got to be gritty, John.
Got to make that effort.
You got to talk trash, too. Can't be afraid to say something about somebody's mama.
There you go.
Can't. Let them know. Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate you.
All right, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.